So I will be answering some of the questions that you lot sent me, and I'm pretty excited to do that. I think I'll do what I did last time and also like have timestamps for individual questions, just so you can find your way around if you asked something specific and you don't necessarily want to listen to everything else. But it would make me happy if you listened to everything else. Thank you for following me. That's great. I'm pretty stoked. I didn't think I would have this many followers, but that's kind of nice. So I'm gonna start answering them now. The first question is, how tall are you? I'm 160 centimeters tall. That's 5 foot 3. Yeah, so I'm not really tall. Same average. More on the shorter side though. The second question reads, what's your favorite audio genre to make and why is it GFE? I like intimacy, so it's fun to simulate it as well. And as someone who enjoys listening to audios like that, they're pretty cool to make. I don't know. I just I like feeling close to the listener. It's I I'm looking for words. Yeah, I don't know how to explain it. I really like it. Plus, it's really comforting as well. Even if it's not real, I think it's something everyone should experience. And then, yeah, I like it. I That's just a basic answer, but yes, it's my favorite because I like it. The next set of questions were submitted by one person, by Mr. Tinkles. The first one reads, due to a tear in the space-time continuum, you can only achieve orgasm by traveling through time and having sex with people from other time periods. While you can travel through time as much as you like, all this time travel risks forever altering history beyond recovery. How often would you travel through time, and how much would you risk tearing apart the fabric of reality to get your jollies? I don't know. Well, for starters, I don't think it's worth it. Well, it depends. Okay. First of all, there is no way of knowing, how you will change the future and how bad it will be. I mean, obviously, without having to time travel back and forth between the past, the present, and the future, which I wouldn't recommend because that's just really messy. Oh man. I feel like The safest option would be to go to the future, because in the present, things as they are now, I wouldn't want to change anything by accident for the worst. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can. Well, the question is really specific. Maybe I'll go to the future. But I won't go too many times, though, just to be safe. The second question. It reads, you have gained telepathic powers. How would you lovingly fuck people with your mind? Or not so lovingly, if that's what tickles your metaphorical pickle? I have no idea, but I feel like it would be exciting to get into someone's head. It would be quite interesting to maybe communicate what you're feeling. Well, it will probably be easier to do that. Because there's some stuff that I'm too shy to say out loud. So I think, I don't know, communication would be easier, but how would I go about doing it? Well, it would be fun to read your mind, to read a person's mind. And to be able to cater to their needs. Another interesting concept would be having both of us feel what one another is feeling. So, yeah. Maybe like that, where we feel each other a lot more. That should be exciting. The third question. For some reason, you had a Dark Lord as a daddy. Who would you want it to be, and how would you use his dark powers for your sexual pleasure? For example, sexy force choking, sexy parcel tongue, sexy forging of the one ring to dominate all life on Middle Earth. Okay, maybe not the last one. Definitely not the last one. Personally, I think I would be very into sexy force choking. I guess maybe it seems a little boring, but I would like it quite a lot. Question number four. You have gained another power where you, when you have sex with someone who speaks a different language, you can perfectly understand and speak the same language, but you can only understand the language during sexual situations. So once the mood has passed, the power fades. Until next time, what foreign language do you want to learn first? Okay. Spanish sounds really nice. French is also quite fun, but I feel like this is really hard. I don't I think definitely Spanish is really nice. Yeah, but I personally would like to experience all languages before I get to choose a favorite. But because the question is asking me which one I would like to learn first, I think I'll go with Spanish. Question number five. You gain the ability to summon one kind of supernatural creature, a succubus or incubus, maybe a zombie, tentacle monster, take your pick, and can use this ability over and over again. What do you summon for naughty purposes? I don't think I would summon a zombie. That's a no-no. A tentacle monster would be quite fun, but seems a little messy. So I will go with either a succubus or an incubus. If I could, I would summon both at the same time. Mainly because I feel like the experience would be more pleasurable. Because based on literature and stuff I've read, it's supposed to be a good time. So I think I like that. I will go with that. Plus I don't mind a little sleepy action as well. So I think, yeah, that's my final answer. The last question from Mr. Tingles reads, looking back on the romantic partners you've had so far, which Hogwarts house do you think most of them would fit in best? Unless you've never really had a good romantic partner, in which case, what is your favorite fast food? Okay. I've never actually had a romantic partner like that. So I like pizza. Is there anything else Yeah, no, I think pizza is my favorite. The following question reads, what microphone do you use? And why does green smell like the bottom of a Pythagorean theorem of SpongeBob's toaster? Also, will you do any script films, please? Please? Okay. I use my phone. I don't have a proper mic. I am trying to save up for one. So for the time being, I'm just using my phone. Yeah. I'm happy that it doesn't sound too bad. So that's a plus. And I don't know why green smells like that. Green smells like grass to me. Maybe because of, I don't know, I just associate green with like chlorophyll. So, and plants. So I don't know, green smells like plant. And then when it comes to script fills, I really want to do some, but I've been looking. I'm still trying to find the one. And yeah, it's been hard because I'm not very good at performing like that. It's much easier for me to just talk. So I'm on the hunt for a good script. And I have asked before for recommendations, and I did get some, but I don't know. I just wasn't feeling it. But hopefully, well, at least before the year ends, I would have done at least one scriptful. But yeah, I'm busy looking for my mojo. Next question. How do you feel about people coming up to you in public and flirting or asking you out? Honestly, I'm not very good in public settings. I'm not very receptive. And so go ahead, you can flirt and ask me out, but I probably wouldn't catch on very quickly. Or I'll be very standoffish. But I mean, it's okay as long as I don't feel uncomfortable. Yeah, like it's okay. I try. The next question, Gonna Use You asks, have you ever masturbated in a kind of public place with the risk of being caught? No, I have never, but I have helped someone else in kind of a public situation. Yeah, I know, like the previous question, I just said I'm not very good at, being in public, but it was just one time. It was one time. We didn't get caught. It was thrilling. It's fun. Arid Hook asks, your last mommy dom audio was amazing. For how long have you enjoyed on Gone Wild Audio? Well, I started posting this year, about 6 months ago, but I think I've been listening since last year. Yeah, I really got to like exploring Reddit last year, and found some hidden gems. So yeah. Esso asks, if you can live in any fictional universe, which one would it be? I don't know. I don't know. Mainly because I think I'm kind of happy at the moment. I don't think I would want to change anything. I'm not sure. Plus, a lot of like fictional universes come with their drawbacks. Yeah, but I think if I had to choose, Preferably somewhere peaceful. Yeah, that's, I think that's a good option. What is your most sexual blooper? I do not have any because I am perfectionist. I don't really have any, I think. Yeah. Or maybe I do and I just don't remember. I don't know, yeah, it's, yeah, no, I don't have any. E asks, do you plan on doing some Crofton Experience audio series in the future? Different stories in the relationship told over many parts. I don't know. Do you want me to? If you want me to do that, I will do that for you. It could be fun. yeah, I don't think it would be a problem. I think I would enjoy it quite a lot. Sounds exciting. yeah, but I just basically go off on your feedback and, you know, like I did a survey some weeks ago, and you know, I took into consideration all the information that you filled out, and I do that. So if there's something you would be interested in me doing, you should let me know, and I will deliberate and see if I have the heart to do so. The gentleman asks, how has the pandemic affected your daily life? Not by a lot. I'm still a student. I'm okay with being at home. I'm not really someone who likes going out and stuff. I prefer staying at home anyway. So there hasn't been much of a change, besides the fact that, you know, gotta wear masks and stuff. Yeah, I don't know. It hasn't really changed much of my daily life because even before the pandemic, I would like carry a bottle of hand sanitizer everywhere. I would limit the amount of times I go outside and do stuff. So, yeah. Nothing much has changed. Yeah, I think I'm still in a good place. What kind of audios do you enjoy making, and what kind of audios take a lot more time than the rest? Like I mentioned some few questions ago, I really like intimacy. Like, I like to be close to the other person. So I make a lot more of those. And if you've been listening to a lot of my stuff, even the ones where I am a lot more dominant, I struggle with being with being a lot more strict or mean, and in a sense, I don't know, I like being nice and loving and gentle. yeah, that's the vibe I go for. And ones that take more time. I think the ones where there is some kind of dialogue between me and the listener, because I do have to think a little bit more about what, like, the direction of the recording, like what I want to do. There was which one? The one where the listener confesses to me. That one took a lot of thinking, and I think I had recorded one before that, just like that one, but I didn't really like it because the flow wasn't really what I wanted, so I decided to, like, not record for a week, and I just thought about it a little, and then when I was set, I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this. And it's usually the ones that require a lot more interaction between the listener and I. And then the ones that don't take much time are the ramble faps, of which I haven't done in a while. I would like to do one. Think about that. Gabriel asks, I don't know if I should read this out loud. Anyway. His question is about my recording process. He asks, how do you choose the scripts? How do you prepare to record? And so forth. So I've never actually done a script fill before, so I don't choose any scripts. And just like in the previous question, like my answer for that one, it's just usually a lot of thinking. And then sometimes I do a trial run to figure things out, like what I want to say and stuff. Other times I don't. So it just depends on how I'm feeling. And then when it comes to recording, I try to relax before I record anything, even before recording, like, the answers right now. I tried to do that yesterday and it wasn't really working. I don't know what it was. I was like, okay, then I won't do it. I just try to be calm and, relaxed. Maybe sometimes before I do record, I play a little bit, to get into the feels. And then Fred zero B zero Fredobo. Fred. He asks, first of all, how are you? I'm good, thank you for asking. Secondly, will you do more safer work audios in future? Yes. Again, if you want me to, just let me know and I'll do it for you. I like making sleep aid audios. They're fun. I also like talking to you guys like this. I enjoy it. It's just a fun time. User underscore Gamly underscore asks, what's your favorite tag and what do you like so much about it? This is a hard question because I like too many things. I don't remember. Someone asked me this question the last time I did a Q&A. I don't remember what I answered. I have no idea. I think when I started, I'll save that for another question, for a later question. I don't know. I'm like trying to think when, I'm surfing the net. Like, which stuff do I gravitate towards? Because I have this habit of like, I'll just like look through like whatever new titles and stuff that I've been posted, and if I find something interesting, I'll save it for later. But I'm like, I'm not so sure. Well, lately, I've been into like the gentle dom type situation. I've been enjoying that quite a lot. Also, like really sappy audios. I like those too. yeah. Why do I like them? Because they feel good. They make me feel good. yeah. Pumpkin pie or apple pie, which is better in your opinion? I've only had pumpkin pie once, and I don't like cooked apples, so I'll go with pumpkin pie. I liked it. That one time I had it, I liked it. Lustful Seraph asks, what made you decide you wanted to make audios? Was it spontaneous, or did you spend a lot of time deliberating? I thought about it, but I didn't think about it too much. The reason why I decided to was people had said that I sound very nice, so I was like, okay, well, maybe I could try it. Plus, I looked at it as an exercise because, I don't talk to people very often, so I thought that it would be good for me to do something like this, just to get a better handle at, speaking, to get more comfortable with like hearing myself speaking as well, and it's helped quite a lot. Yeah, so I think, aside from the horny fun, I think that's another reason. Yeah, I wouldn't say I thought about it too much, but yeah, just a little bit. And then, next question. Do you watch anime? If so, what shows are you currently watching right now? And what are your all-time favorites? Yes, I do watch anime. I watch a lot. Currently, I am watching Komi-kun Communicate, Blue Period, and Bucky. I'm liking them a lot. Yeah, they're pretty cool. They're pretty great. All-time favorites. That's very difficult. That's hard. I've watched a lot of stuff. Started watching in high school, and I went through a phase where I'd be like binge watching a lot. And there are just like many titles that have stuck with me. I really enjoyed Fullmetal Alchemist, Brotherhood. Well, I liked both of them for their own reasons, but I like Brotherhood a little bit more. Attack on Titan, it's pretty great. I'm excited to see how they round it off. Haikyuu, Kuroko no Basuke. I'm enjoying My Hero Academia. To Your Eternity. That was really good. I cried a lot. Terror in Resonance was also quite good. It's a lot. Fairy Ranmaru. Oh, I really like that one. Skate. Skate the Infinity. I enjoyed it. I feel like I'm just like exposing myself. JoJo. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I liked it. Pretty excited for part 6. Amongst many other titles. I don't know. I just have a lot to say about anime. So, yeah. If you want me to talk about specifics and my possibly shitty taste, sure, I can, talk about it because I have a lot to say about a lot of things. And then Low Growl asks, how did you discover GWA and audio porn in general? What's your origin story? And also, what's your single favorite non-verbal sexy sound and why? Okay, how I discovered GWA. Well, I actually don't remember, but I do know that I was on Little Radica first before anything else. And there are people that I listened to on there, and they had also like shared other social media links, and it ranged from Tumblr, down to Reddit. And I was like, okay, what's going on Reddit? And I visited Reddit, and my eyes were opened. But I think my discovery, I think maybe it started on Tumblr. I don't really remember, but I just know that I have had a thing for like voices and hearing people for a while. Even in high school, I think all my friends knew actually that I really like sounds. I can't pinpoint like the exact
time period where I discovered it, but I just know that I have been listening to it for quite a bit. So there was that, and Reddit was quite fun. It was quite interesting to see that, there were all kinds of stuffs on here to listen to. And then I decided to make an account this year. It was mainly just gonna be for browsing and, all that, but I decided that might as well post stuff. And my single most favorite nonverbal sexy sound and why. Because I really like it when someone moans. Grunting is also really nice, like it'd be unfair for me to say that the sounds you make when you come. I understand that there are those of you that don't make any sounds when you release, but that's valid too. I like that. Now I'm blushing. User, your life is a lie too. Asks, I seem to recall you have a lot of audios pertaining to cats and daddies. Do you happen to like jazz? Jazz. I will not go out of my way to listen to jazz music, but if it does so happen that it's playing wherever I'm at, I have no qualms about it. I'm cool with jazz. Jazz is all right. This is the final question. Say you're a guard in medieval times, guarding a bridge that requires a toll to cross. Whilst guarding the bridge, a scholar comes up that had crossed earlier in the day, but is now lacking the ability to pay the toll due to circumstances beyond his control. Taking pity, you tell him you will let him cross if and only if he tells you something that is true. Otherwise, you must throw him into the water like all the others who don't pay the toll. The scholar is amused by this, thinks for a second, then says, "You will throw me into the water," and begins crossing the bridge. What do you do? I'll throw him into the water after he crosses. That way it makes his statement true. I mean, I can still do that, right? Or I can throw him into the water before he crosses. I mean, it doesn't say that I can't, I'm not allowed to if they have crossed, so I'm gonna chuck him into the water. And it's a win-win situation. He gets to cross the bridge and he's told the truth. So these are all the questions. I think I answered all of them. I answered all of them. Phew, that was a lot of talking. I don't usually talk this much. so I probably sound funny. Thanks. This was fun. I liked it. Look forward to more fun stuff. Obviously, if you want me to do the fun stuff. If you listen this far, thank you so much. You get hugs and kisses. Thank you.